The EU referendum doesn't affect me. I'm still a student. Well, actually, it does. As part of the EU, you get the chance to study in any of the 28 countries signed up to the deal without having to go through a lengthy visa process. But it also creates more competition for places when it comes to young people trying to work or study at home. In a recent poll, 7 out of 10 students said they believe the outcome of the EU referendum would have a significant impact on their future.
I study languages, so it would be quite a bad negative impact because I'm meant to be going on my year abroad next year, and I wouldn't even have that opportunity if we left the EU.
If we were to leave the European Union, it would protect our jobs because young people like me are up against other Europeans.
I just feel like older people want to leave, but all the younger people want to stay in it.
People who study abroad as well, it's a lot easier for them to do that kind of thing when we're in the EU. So I think they wouldn't have that kind of opportunity and learn other cultures, so I think it would massively impact. So definitely stay in for students.
But with so many young people heading off to study elsewhere, what's happening to colleges and universities back here? Almost 2 million UK students are eligible to vote in the June referendum, and huge efforts have been made by universities and colleges across Britain to increase student voter registration numbers. But with the vote happening outside of term time on the 23rd of June, you need to remember to register at the address you'll be staying at over the summer holidays. Former TOWIE star Joey Essex has also been taking the time to find out about the EU referendum and thinks you should too.
I suppose it's hard off the inside of it to explain yourself. To actually say why we should stay in, it's easier for the outies to say why we should be out. But I generally think it's 50-50.
And don't forget, you can find out more from both sides of the argument by heading to the ETU pages of our website.